Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hey, what are you thinking?
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that. That was worse than the one you asked me a second ago.
Oh, you're
what
right.
What am I thinking?
Sorry, that
what,
was...
Hold on,
I'm
no.
Sorry.
It's too late because you've asked it. What am I thinking? I'm thinking, I don't like the question.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever asked a guy what he's thinking?
Yes.
Can I tell you what he's thinking?
Nothing.
Yep.
It took me a really long time to realize that it's actually nothing.
When we go nothing, it means...
It means... Yeah, not... I
you naked. Like, if we're dating...
So say that.
Don't say nothing. Because it's then it seems like we're, or I'm thinking about, God, did I poop yesterday? Like you're thinking about something absolute, like just nothing. Like,
yeah,
it really
exactly.
is
but it
nothing.
Is something. So
but
don't
it
say
isn't
nothing.
Because
your,
we,
no, here's your nothing is our fine.
It's totally
yep.
different.
Nope, they're
no,
the same.
No. Because we say nothing because we know when you, okay. May I, permission to speak freely to just T-Hack for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah,
great.
I guess.
Granted, when you get the question of like, "What are you thinking?" You know that she's asking because she just saw you looking introspective, or she saw something, or she's having a moment where she's contemplating Schrodinger's cat and whether or not any quark is anything until we observe it, and she's got these theories she's working out in her head, and you know that if you say, or she's thinking about the first time you touched her hand in that amusement park,
yeah.
And you're, and she's got an answer to what are you thinking, and you know that you don't have a good answer for that,
right?
Because you're like, yeah. Waffles would be better if, and you're just like, what? No, yeah. I can't say that. I can't say my grandiose yeah. plan for waffles.
Have I tried all the slushy flavors? Let's see.
That's, one by yes.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's, I don't want to say what I'm thinking because it's
right.
It's embarrassing
it's
almost.
Dumb.
It's like, yeah, it's very dumb.
So when you ask us what we're thinking, we can't tell you. Yeah. Because it's dumb.
We can't even put into words
how dumb it is. It's so dumb. So don't just, so we just go nothing, because it is genuinely, it might be something. There's a chance it's literally the empty set. We weren't thinking anything.
Mm-hmm. Just went just blank. Ooh. Oh, it's the best. Hours at a time. Oh, I love it.
That is in my head. Just like, yep. Yeah. Just like,
what a Saturday.
But if we are thinking something, it's not worthy of your question.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Are you talking to me now?
Oh, Aaron. Oh my God. It's so shocking you're single. Sorry, that only burns because I am too.
Yeah.
And it's like, neither one of us are dateable in the slightest amount.
I know when you're burning me, you're burning yourself. I'm just, it's great.
are you just trying to put Tiak and I on the spot? Or what was that question for?
So there's five questions that women should never, ever ask a guy. And I don't think... Never ever.
What's the Hello Kitty thing from Cloud Cuckoo Land in the Lego Movie?
What?
Never mind. It's like a little kitty character that's like from the Lego Movie. Mm-hmm. You don't know this, but you can absolutely do an impersonation. It's like, we never ever. It was like I was watching the Lego Movie there for a second.
I wish I've seen the
Lego Movie. Oh my God, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
She's amazing. By the way, that would be the answer to what I was thinking about.
Good.
Like, what do you think? It's like the weird little cat on the Lego Movie, how funny she is.
Perfect.
When she loses her crap and just starts breaking everything. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
No, it ends in a fight.
It's not the right answer to your question.
Do you think she's prettier than me?
Is that another one of these questions?
It is.
Oh, she's animated. She's Lego.
Why did you go with animated first rather than a cat?
I don't know which one. Is that another one of the questions?
It's because I wasn't thinking.
That's another one of the questions. Yes. Do I think she's... So
do
if you catch us staring at somebody...
Me?
Like if we're having a Sunday fun day brunch or something...
Or maybe talking about Dua Lipa... As we do all the time, because she's a goddess.
I think it's a fine line. I think because my wife and I have this. We have an open relation when it comes to this. Of just like
what?
I'm
texting AHAC right now.
Well, I've been out with an open relationship. I've been out with you two before, and like we've had a waiter come over or server, excuse me, and he's just like a gorgeous man, and I've been like, wow, that's a good looking guy, and I'll say that.
You're talking about that dude at Jing.
Yeah,
you were enamored with that dude.
I still remember him. Yeah,
as a staunchly hetero man, you were just like, that is a gorgeous dude.
I wouldn't say staunchly.
Okay,
but that's a good looking guy, and I'll say that to my wife, like, wow, did you see that guy? Yeah, that's...
But you wouldn't ask her...
Is he hotter
than
me? Because I don't want the answer. Because I can...
You know the answer.
I know the answer. Yeah, he had bleach blonde tips. He was awesome.
And he was tattooed to the gills.
He was like Thor.
And had suit jacket on that was four sizes too small.
But it worked.
Just worked.
Mm-hmm. Feels like you're rubbing it in at this point.
No, but you know the answer to the question.
Yeah.
I think you could say that they're attractive. I find that person
attractive.
Do you think
attractive. She's pretty?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, yeah.
That's an honest answer, but prettier.
Don't ask that question.
You don't do the comparison,
ever.
For sure.
I agree,
yeah.
Yeah.
Don't, I mean, why, but why, can, do you, have you ever asked that question?
No.
Okay, because you have self-awareness, and you, like, I'm a firm believer in don't ask a question you don't want the answer to.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, 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 that's.
Where is this going?
Do you love me?
Is that another one?
Yes.
Do you love me is one of the questions.
Yeah.
Do I love you?
That's fine.
I actually think that one's okay, because if someone is asking that question, you're probably not showing it enough, saying it enough. So there might be a good introspective thing to come out of that.
Yeah, but then I would get caught up in the weeds, because like so many people could ask me that question and I would say yes.
And
I'm not saying, no, I'm just saying it's going to get us down in some weeds we don't want to be in.
Mm.
Because it's like, okay, ask me.
Slacker.
Yes.
Do you love me?
I do.
Thank you.
So
that's
okay.
Yeah.
Because he's asking me in a different way. If we've slept together and you ask me that, I'm going to answer yes. And you're all of a sudden going to be like, oh, and it's like, but I also love T-Hack. I don't want to tell you this.
So that night meant nothing to you?
We didn't sleep. All right, Rick. There are more of these questions, right? We're going to get the rest of the questions that women can't ask men. I think it goes...
Never, ever!
God, you got to watch that scene. All right, we'll get to the rest of these questions next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Aaron has made the studio in a hostile work environment, essentially.
Yeah. No.
Yes, you're asking the questions.
Yes, that should never, ever be asked.
I'm sweating.
The last one she so it was like, is she prettier than me? Which is horrible. The last one was, do you love me? And did you Google a response? Where did you come up with the two answers, or you just made that up?
No, I think there's two answers to it.
Do
you love me? The answer is either yes, or anything else is no.
Even if you go yes, but
even just yes, not quite a full answer. You have to go.
You just ask a yes or no question. Do you love me? Yes.
You have to. Yes, I love you. You have to
say
it.
Why?
I don't know. Just to solidify.
Are you hungry? Yes, I'm hungry. No. It just yes is enough.
That's different.
If you're genuinely in love with somebody, you should be excited for an opportunity to go, oh, yes, I do love you.
You didn't ask if I'm in love with you. You asked if I love you. That is a whole different ballpark, which is why I said it would lead to the weeds for me, because...
And the weeds
I love
is
a lot
no.
more people.
Once you're in the weeds, it's no.
No, because I love a lot of people.
You see the way my heart is set up. I've got different capacities for love. What is love, really?
You are now making me really uncomfortable about my choices in life. So okay, I'm going to need both of you to shut up. Like, no, but it is, that is a truce. Are you telling me, okay, T-Hack, do you love me?
Yes, I love you.
Are you in love with me?
Yes. Yes.
Remember when I said don't ask a question you don't want the answer to? I just stepped all the way into that, didn't I?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Okay. So how many more questions are there?
Well, T-Hack just did one. What are you thinking? I don't remember if we did that one previously
we
or
did
not.
Do. You started okay. with what are you thinking?
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one, do I look fat?
No. You are fat.
Weeds cleared.
No, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Do I look fat?
And I also think that that should not be the way that you ask the question. Because it's more so just like, does the clothing fit me appropriately? Does it show off my curves in the
should
right
I
way?
Should I wear this out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I want to ask that sometimes. Like the other day, I wore a white shirt out and I realized you can't. I wore it again to work the other day because it's just so hot.
Yeah.
And like white kind of refracts the heat or whatever. But like white is not slimming, man. It's not.
Yeah.
And so I wish I had somebody to go, real quick, can you, like, if you walked into a thing and saw me in this, would you be like, whoa? Shove that dude back in the water, or would you be I'm not asking if I look fat, but is this outfit so unbecoming that I shouldn't wear it? If my goal is to not have people go, ugh, then is this okay?
Yeah, I think there's a way. It's like I do want an honest answer. Like my wife has told me, like, if I put on weight, and I would want her to say, you're putting on some weight.
Like maybe get off the. Like for me, I have a closet full of mediums and half a closet full of larges. Slowly but surely, I don't reach for the mediums as often. Yeah.
We call that the cobweb side.
Yes, there's the. I literally have like started to transfer things to one side of the closet. It's so pathetic. But like, if I threw a medium on and I'm like, huh, I think I might be able to pull this off. I would want to ask a question.
Yeah, and you'd want a genuine answer, right? Or would you want to just say, no, you're killing it?
Oh no, I want you to tell me, should I go out in this? Is this? But not am I fat or do I look fat? It's like,
is this flattering on me?
Yes, and it's gonna suck if you go. I don't think you should.
There's a nice way to answer it of like,
okay, go for it.
Maybe
you saw me in the white shirt.
No,
I'm gonna take a break.
You showed us the picture and
I hate that. Like it was,
cropped yourself out.
Oh, I didn't show you that one?
No.
It's bad. I just escaped from an escape room, and I'm just feeling kind of cocky, and I'm standing there, and like they just took a picture of me and 14-year-old girls, and I guess I just I was so gross in it, and I was like, somebody needs to tell me I look fat. This has been really hard. Okay, one more.
Last one. What would you do if I died?
That's a real question.
It is.
Have you ever asked that question?
No.
Why would anyone ask that question? What do you think a woman is like?
Yeah, what do you
think the motive is for that?
Like, I don't know.
Is it like, would you get remarried? Would you how soon? Like, I don't want to have any of those conversations. I just want to turn the brain off again and just do the high pitched sound like you do. Yeah.
I don't know the answer. Like, if it was the people in this room, I'd be incredibly sad.
As you walk over us, or
as I cash in the insurance policies I've purchased on each of you.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
I was late today, and I have, I think, a very good reason why.
We'll
or at
be
least,
the judge.
Yeah, I'll let you guys be the judge. At least I have a good rant to go on.
What do you consider to be late?
What I consider to be late is if I know I'm going to be so late that I have to text you guys, which okay. I did today.
You did. But is that like, is that 5 minutes late? Is that, because me, I'm an early girl. So like if I'm not somewhere 15 minutes early, I'm late.
That's sort of like, is that a football coach? I remember Noah's coach always saying that. It's like, if you're on time, you're late. If you're 15 minutes early, you're on time. Like there's there's a whole mantra of like different times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm good at, I can squeeze up to 5 minutes and kind of play it off. Like, oh, I was here. I was doing
a couple things on the restart. Yeah.
So
the
you're late now. And you're a liar.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, you seem kind of sweaty. It's like, I wasn't running up here.
Can I have a quick tangent for the people who just listen to the show casually mm-hmm. and have a specific perception about yours and my relationship?
Okay.
Most people think I'm a complete D to you all the time, that there's an authoritarian grip that I have over the two of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As you guys constantly do the yes boss thing.
Yes boss.
Right again, boss.
And I want to say, I'm so glad you're addressing this, because I've been walking on eggshells around you, because I'm your little bee. Like, because you just, you have a, in reality, behind the scenes, T-Hack is just, when T-Hack is upset, and there have been a few times over the last year or so where T-Hack is just,
oh, I felt so bad.
Remember the day when we were downstairs?
You guys went down and got lunch and we were running behind. That was all my fault, and I felt so bad.
And like, T-Hack just has this thing.
He was quiet and just like deadpan.
When that wall comes down, you feel so shunned because his chocolate brown doe eyes, when they look at you, you're just like warmth and like puppy breath and the whole thing. Wow. And when he brings the wall down, they're dark black eyes of like silence and doom and death.
Yeah.
And I've been like, he texted that he was running late. I didn't thumbs up the text like you did. Mm. And since then, he hasn't.
Scared?
Yes, I'm scared of you. I don't like it when the wall comes down and everybody's like, Flicker's such a D, D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D all the time. You guys don't know what it's like. When the demon wall comes down, it's you don't want to be in the darkness.
Because he definitely does the, I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
Yes. And then you don't know how to get back.
No.
Because you're like, hey man, it's like, nope, I'm here. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, but what we do is have fun and you're not fun.
Let's have fun. Let's get to it.
That's what it is. It's so bad.
I apologized like 7 times that day and it was so scary.
And yes. Oh my God. I'm so glad we're having this conversation because I've never talked to you about it. Because it's like,
what?
It's so, like, I'm almost going to cry. It's so different.
It is.
Because he's, like, his cheery little cheeks is like the glue that brings the whole thing together.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's glue from each of us, but like, that's one of the things. And like, you, it's like a squirrel. Like, you don't, you don't know why the squirrel's coming to you, but you're really happy that it does. And then that day the squirrel just doesn't come. You're just like, what did I do? How did I
upset you?
How did I get the squirrel back?
Yeah.
And when the demon eyes are here, which they've been here since like you got here today, I've been so afraid to go like, hey,
bud,
do you want to talk about why you're upset?
I would like to. Shall we?
Can I finish crying? We just had this moment.
It was a good moment.
It's so good.
I don't know that I feel good about the moment at all.
Now you'll confused. Know.
I should have been using this to my advantage. I didn't know I had such power.
Oh my God. Because there have been like 3 or 4 times where you've mm-hmm. been that level of wall shut.
Mm-hmm.
You're not all the way there today.
No.
But you can see that someone has put a lot of bricks there for you to work with.
Yeah. Yep. We're walling off. We're starting to.
Okay.
So,
well, okay, let's talk about.
Okay. So I'm with my family and I go to the park with my son Leo this morning. We get back and I know I have to get in the shower to get ready to come to work. And he's like, can we have a popsicle? We've been back on our popsicle game. And I'm like, nice. You know what? Let's have a popsicle. So I have 7 minutes maybe set aside. Like I can squeeze 7 minutes. We can hang. Then my wife comes up from a meeting. Oh, do you want to join us outside? Great. So we're sitting on the front porch, the three of us, while my daughter naps. We have 7 minutes to just enjoy just being together. Just like the three of us again, you know, and it's
the band's back together.
Exactly.
For a
minute. We're having a popsicle. And then we see a guy walking down the street and he's got a hat on, he's got a polo on, and he's got a clipboard.
No, no! God, where are you out front? You just did your backyard. Yeah. Why are you out front?
Because my son likes to do the chalk out front, so we're sitting there because he's going to start doing the chalk. But we have this little window that we get to just be a family and just relax, just take a break, eat a popsicle, and he comes up, wants to talk about our bug service. And we're like, hey, man, we've already got a guy. He just came not that long ago. Thanks anyways. And I know there's a lot because I get a lot of the videos. Do you get the like salesman videos a lot recommended to you on YouTube? Is it because of my age or demo? But I see these like these guys.
That's bizarre. They're almost like, I haven't heard of it.
They're almost like Tony Robbins type guys.
Yes.
These guru guys.
Yes.
On like, here's how you sell anything.
Yes.
Here's the method. Here's what you repeat.
I know
this.
Exactly.
Who
what you're
Tony
talking about.
So it's like I've never sold anything in my life, but I know these videos and I can see what he's doing. It's like, okay, he's circling back. He's asking a question. Oh, there was a compliment again. Like,
can I have one brief moment in your story?
Sure.
What the F is wrong with you for not knowing who Tony Robbins is?
I've never seen this man in my life.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Get out!
Yeah, demonized. Get coming out.
Down. Look, I'm building my wall. What? How do you not know Tony Robbins?
No idea.
I have been so close at 3 o'clock in the morning to buying a 7 DVD set from this fool. Like, he's just got giant teeth and he seems like he's 8 feet tall. He just gnashes his teeth.
Very large man.
And he's 6'6".
He knows he's got the words that make you feel like you can do anything at any time. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So so I can tell what this guy's doing, and he just won't drop it. And I even have my wife out there who's way more like tough and firm than me because I'm trying to be polite and everything. And she's just like, we're not interested. And he just keeps her. So is it the price? Is it that's the sales technique, is to ask, well, what's holding you up? Is it the price? If I could make the price.
And we have a guy and it's the price. And
he
we're
just
having a
keeps circling back. And at no point does he just walk away. Like, at some point, you're not going to make the sale, right? Don't they teach that part of selling?
Right.
Like,
no,
at some
don't.
Point, it's no. And no. We've said no now 5 times. Please get off my get off my porch.
Oh my God.
I need to go in. Now
I'm
late.
Wait, did he walk all the way up to your porch
all
and you're having this conversation
all the
there?
Way up. We're on our porch. We're just sitting there. He's like, oh, I could tell you like enjoying your front porch and hanging out. Anyways, I just want to talk to you.
Don't you wish there was less bugs out here?
And it's like, dude, we have such fleeting time throughout the day to just be together. And then now you're ruining it. And now we're being extra awkward because we're trying to just tell you, just leave. Please just leave. Nope, not interested. Just leave. And you won't leave. You just won't. So at what point do we just get up and go inside and leave him, like slam the door? And then he's throwing out the sob story like, oh, well, I'm just a college hustler. You know, I'm sure you give a college guy his a chance to make a sale.
God.
So, and you're like,
that sounds like a personal problem.
I don't know what to tell you. We have bug guys.
Yeah.
And to be honest, we were thinking about getting rid of those guys. So we're not going to sign on with you either. So that's why I'm late. That it's just like, I don't understand the walking up, the not understanding what's. I'm sure he thought, oh, wow, it's whatever time on a
Yeah, but
like,
how come?
Oh, they have nothing going on. It's like, no, we have this small window that we can grasp and
be a family.
Here's
what I don't understand. I love you. Aaron loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put the demon eyes up on us.
Okay.
Why can't you build that wall against that dude? Why can't you show him... There they come. There they are.
He was being nice to me.
Whoa.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We discovered something new about Aaron a minute ago.
I don't think it's anything new. I just...
I would not picture that out of you. You're a very progressive-minded female.
Yeah.
Like, you get your own.
Yeah.
Sort of.
I try, for sure.
Yeah. But there's an article about what gold diggers, what makes a women chase after older men.
Spoil
single.
Me.
Hey, I'm single, everyone. why, like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Why do men okay. chase after younger women?
I don't know.
I can tell you.
I have no idea.
No, I don't know what it is. Because I think there's this implied... Freudian or something. Not Freudian. Freudian goes the other way, doesn't it? Is Freudian when... No, that's Oedipus. When you want to get with your mom.
That's Freudian?
I thought that's Freud.
Yeah.
Oh, Oedipus for sure was that, too.
Mm.
Oedipus was... Wasn't that Greek mythology?
Yeah.
No, oh, you're right. Yeah. Oedipus is...
It's Oedipus. You didn't
Oedipus.
Pronounce the O.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you heathen. Anyway, like...
And then the Freudian slip is... it's just an unintentional error. It's like your subconscious feelings coming out.
Freud also talked about, my God, can this show focus for 1 second?
I thought Freudian was also most, like it had to be Schmeckschmuel as well.
Schmeckschmuel? Yeah, kind of, I think. Freud thought that there was, I believe Freud thought there was undertones in places none of us
yeah.
thought there would be. Like if you're looking at your mom and you're like, No, I mean, my mom's in her 80s. Anyway, Aaron, we were looking at this article and Aaron's like, what's wrong with being a gold digger? That was the thing that shocked me the most.
Yeah, it surprised me a little.
I guess, okay, so here's my thing. I think being a gold digger can be bad, but that's because you're hiding it. If you're not hiding it and you're up front and you're like, yes, I want you to treat me like...
That's like
to
a sugar,
me.
Sugar baby, right?
Sure, absolutely. I would be that 100%.
Okay.
Nothing has happened yet? I'm still
text
waiting.
Text in to 51059, depending on which side of this equation you want to be on.
So you'd rather just be open and honest about
oh,
it than
sure.
like pretending you actually are in love with this
well, and
50-year-old
who
older
knows?
Guy
who knows? Maybe
than you.
I will be.
Okay. Now, it feels like what she said
I don't
is
know
now
what's
just
happening
has been
in
undone.
I think I'm having a heat stroke right now. Okay, so... If you're being upfront, because I've dated since the divorce, right?
Yeah.
And you go out to a nice restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's an expensive restaurant and I'm looking at you and you work at the Amazon warehouse, I don't make a ton of money, but I know I make more than you do at the Amazon warehouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the check comes, I'm not even going to like pretend to let you try. Like it's like I chose a very expensive restaurant. Like, but are you a gold digger then if you don't do the pretend like with your little T-Rex
your
arm, like
alligator arms?
Yeah, it's like, let me get like, is that what a gold digger is? Or are you saying you'd be up front and go like on the way to dinner? It's like, man, I can't afford this place. So.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say like you chose it. You're paying.
That takes all the like chemistry and tension out of it. Yeah. You don't just go like.
You'd say something like, "This is great, and I am going to sleep with you after this."
That's yes. what I'm talking
yes.
about.
No, I would yeah, like.
That's what I would say.
I would attempt to split the bill if they.
You would.
I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
if
most
you,
of
you said you want to be a gold digger.
No, I know, and that's where I struggle because most of my first dates I pay. Because
really?
I like breaking that stereotype.
Oh. So then you don't go to nice places.
No. Because
I know what you mean.
Drive-thru. No, just kidding. No. No, we do.
You do. So yeah. Okay.
Because that's what I was thinking. I don't know that it has to do with the... I thought that's just dating etiquette. If you ask the woman out, then you would pay, regardless of...
What if she asks you out?
When would that happen?
Trust me.
How could that possibly happen?
I was even
happen?
On Bumble and nobody asked me. Okay. I'm like, hey, this is the way this is supposed to go. So do you think I need protection against gold diggers is the question? Because like now that I never thought of it because I've gone on dates. I always pay.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm like, am I being, and I
think you do. I don't think like I do because like you obviously have a higher level. You're more
but
recognized.
But I don't
whatever.
Though because
you
like,
do. And that's okay. Accept higher, it.
Like you're saying income?
No, oh. No. Like
standard?
Like a profile.
Profile.
Standard.
Rude.
I figured everything I was gonna say after income was gonna be even more painful, so I'm like
just
I can reach things on top shelves.
I can't too. I just have to jump on the counter.
So wait, you're saying
yes, you okay. need yeah, you need protection.
But there's nobody chases DJs.
They That's not true.
No, they don't. It's not like, dude, if you're a Denver Bronco.
Dude, what? T-Hack and I get messages about you. Are you kidding me?
Forward them? What are you doing?
No.
Come on. I'm dying over here.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. Did you want my brain to go to the dirty place? Is that what you just were doing?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get it there.
We're going to help. Charlotte wants to do something she's never done before she walks down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out what that is and maybe try to encourage it or stop her. Charlotte?
Yay.
What is going on?
Okay. I'm getting married soon.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've been planning, you know, all my wedding stuff. You know, I've got my girls, my maid of honor helping me out and everything. And this is going to sound like, I think this is going to sound bad to a lot of people, but like, I want you guys to like, hear me out. I have always been like the good girl. Like, I mean, people honestly, like friends and like, you know, be like, oh, she's prude. Like she's not, like I haven't dated a lot of people. Like, you know, it's like I met John and like, and we're getting married and everything, but it's like, and I'm very, very happy for that. Let me be very clear. I'm very happy to get married to him and everything, but I have not had a lot of sexual partners. So a part of me kind of wants just to like have like one night stand, you know, like I just don't want to get
Which
married.
Which part of
like,
you wants to do that?
Is that why you're calling us?
I don't want to cheat. It's not like that, but there's like a part of me that's like, if I go down the, you know, I get married, I do this. And then like for the rest of my life, I'm like thinking like, I never had that, like, you know, like Sex in the City type, like Samantha, one night stand moment. Like I don't want to like get frustrated, like, you know, years and years from now and be like, why didn't I just do that once? Like, but I understand, like, I'm already engaged, like I'm getting married, but like, and my girls, like half of them are like, yeah, like have a one night stand, like it's a bachelorette, like let's do it. And like the other half is like, absolutely not, like you're gonna cheat on your husband before you're married. And like I've always had this complex about being that girl, like the one that, like, you know, I didn't ever like have a lot of sex in high school or college or anything, you know. It's like I'm about to like sign myself over to like just one person who I love. I do love him. It's not like that, but
boy.
You're
talking a lot. Like you're
because I'm thinking a lot.
Yeah, like, you're
basically committing to a school and going, but I didn't really visit any other schools. But I like this school. Yeah. But what about those other ones I didn't go to? Like maybe I would have liked that better.
I think in the history of analogies, lot, that's probably the worst analogy I've ever heard.
And especially coming from the guy that hates school.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
No, I think...
Instead of focusing on the fun that you're having and all the friends you're making and you're having a great time at this school, why worry about another school?
Because...
The grass is always greener. I know couples who have... They were high school sweethearts and the wife left the husband in the middle of the night because she wanted that freedom. and just, she wanted to
just
explore.
Just one time or for, like, she just wanted it?
I don't think they ever got back together.
Okay, Charlotte, there's no way anybody in this room can convince you of this, and that's why we're going to need people to call in, but, like,
yeah,
it's not. One-night stands for me are terribly unfulfilling.
I agree.
But I'm just
every time I've slept with you, it's been pretty
It can't be every time and be a one-night stand. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Morally, I say no. Like, you're in a relationship, you're about to get married, but as someone who is having fun, I also want to say go for it.
Yeah, I don't want to have guilt afterwards and be like, what have I done? But I also don't want to, like, you know, years later be like, what have I done? You know,
Charlotte, is your fiance's past weighing into this at all? Like, is he more experienced?
No, he was very popular. But we've talked about this. Like, he slept with a lot of people. You know, it's like he's got that all out of his system. And I'm always like, oh, yeah, I never really need it. You know, like, I wasn't. But, like, I feel like now I'm starting to open up more and, like, get more adventurous. And then I'm with him. But, you know, it's like
part of me. I'm a little bit on team Aaron on this a little bit in that like what her friend did, then all of a sudden the nagging of not knowing will eventually make your marriage suck.
Yeah.
Just have to do this just to realize how crappy it is. And then you'll be happy in your marriage. But I wonder if you should tell him ask him if you can just do
no, because then you're throwing away the entire thing. I really doubt someone would say, okay, you have permission,
like,
or whatever.
You're already engaged. Yeah,
got an 80 body count and she's got a 4, I might actually let it happen. I might actually go, like,
really?
In a weird way, just because then she'll know, like, that it's not what it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, this is, like, purely physical. Like, I'm in love with my husband-to-be. Like, I'm not... This isn't, like, I'm gonna, like, be like, okay, no, I want to be wild.
What if you, like, role-played in a bar? Like, you guys dress up as different people and meet? I don't know. Okay. cool.
I don't know.
I don't know if that'll satiate it. I don't know.
So I think we're going to get people to call and say, one, ask for permission or not, or two, just don't do this.
Has anyone done this? Do they regret it, or are they glad they did it?
I think a gajillion women do it. They just don't ask for permission. They just do it on their bachelorette party. I mean, I've known limo drivers and strippers, male strippers, who were like, dude, bachelorette parties are the best. Because by the end of the night, if they haven't found anybody, they're with me.
Wow.
And you're like, gross. But
I'm always there waiting. That's their last chance.
Yes. Charlotte, okay. Hang on. I'm just like, if you've never had a three-way and you know you're marrying this super, like, Christian, Catholic, staunch, you know, missionary, shouldn't you get your bucket list covered before you say I do forever with Mr. Lights Off t-shirt on?
I say no, because you're getting married to this person, so you're building a life with that person. So I think that's where your focus should be on. Yeah. And it's just, you're right, the grass is always greener when you're in a relationship. You're like, man, if I was single, I'd be just out there crushing it. And then you're single and you realize, one, you don't crush it. And if you do happen to have a one-night stand, like you said, it's not that great.
Sometimes it's pretty good. I didn't want to say it in front of her, but
sometimes they're great.
Great. Where you're just like, because then you're just like,
then maybe it's me.
it's not a maybe, buddy. Okay. It's you. Because, like, you have no inhibitions on one. When you know going in that it's a one-night stand, you don't care what happened. Like, you're just like, it's feral. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I didn't want to say that with her on the phone and, like,
talk her into it.
Yes. But, like, yeah, it can be great. The problem is, if she did it and it was great, she's going to be like...
Well, yeah, is that going to be enough? No. Or now you said a third person, not like, well, what else should I check off my bucket
list? It's like, yeah, right. I'm going to try cocaine once. Almost nobody I've ever known has tried cocaine once.
Yeah.
It becomes a problem.
Yeah.
And not that one night stands are cocaine, but for some people they are.
Yeah.
All right, so Charlotte needs your help. She wants to just check this one thing off her bucket list before she gets married. Should she, shouldn't she, and should she ask for permission first? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Charlotte out with something we don't really do here. a one-night stand.
Oh, I was going to say, speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, we don't supply them to other people.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
That's not what she wanted, right? Was she calling us because she was hoping?
I think she was looking for someone to tune her moral compass to immorality a little bit.
Okay, yeah, we do that.
And she will. That is on our list of skills. Stephanie?
Yay!
Yay! What do you think?
I think it's a horrible idea. I got married 22 years ago to the only man I've ever slept with, and we are still together, and I've never regretted one time never being with another man.
You've never ever had it cross your mind when you see...
Nope.
No.
Not if you're truly in love with someone, then you don't think about that. Like, it just, you don't, I mean...
Can I say the difference?
Anyway.
I think because you've only had one, then maybe you're okay. But it's when you've had you've had a few. Do you know what I mean? If you've only had one, you're like, okay, now I literally don't know what else is out there. But if you've had, like Charlotte has had a few different partners, so she kind of has a feel for what else is out there.
She has a good taste for it and
right,
wants to explore
more.
And
she just wants to try that one flavor that she's never tried, which is the one and done.
Yeah, but what else is out there? It's like, but it's just such a small part of your life is the sexual encounters that you'll have. Like,
so your life.
Yeah.
But I mean, the life you're building with the person you love is what.
Yeah.
Yep. And it'll hang over their marriage forever. Like, they'll always go back to that. They'll argue about it. They'll never really get over it if she does it.
This is a rude question, but I have to ask it anyway. Were you the only person he ever slept with?
No. And I knew that, and I'm okay with that, because once we got together, I was the only one he's been with, since we've been together for 2 decades, you know?
Okay.
But I knew that when we got together, and that was totally fine.
God, good for you.
Yeah.
But you can compartmentalize it in your head and go, like, I'm having tacos the rest of my, I'm at, like, whatever, that one.
Yeah, but if you love tacos, and I do.
Yeah, I mean,
you pick
I'm
a different food,
him,
maybe.
So. I think if you're emotionally, mentally, physically in love, then you don't need or want anything else. So
okay. Thank you for the call, Stephanie. Pizza? Is pizza better?
It's a little.
You still fold it. Ivy.
Yay.
Advice for Charlotte. What are we thinking?
Well, not to put myself out there too much, but I've had some one-night stands. I'm in my 40s. I had fun in my 20s. Let me say, girl, it's almost like 98% of the time, so not worth it. It's disappointing. And I feel like she's kind of built it up that it's going to be the experience that, you know, she'll get it out of her system and it'll be this great thing, and then she won't have any, like, urge to do it again. But most of the time, it's terrible and disappointing, and she'll probably feel terrible and guilty. She might want to say something to her husband. She sounds like a good person, and it might just, like, ruin everything. And the question that she really needs to ask herself is one night of possibly terrible sex worth ruining the relationship over?
Yes. Sorry.
Well, and there are some situations where, like, you just have to let them do it. Like, we all make the same mistake and you don't learn from it until it happens to you, type thing.
So you think her husband, if
for
he
sure,
he
but when there's a
her
marriage on the line,
that's where
I don't know
it
that
gets
that's
tricky.
The time to experiment with that.
Well, that's true, because Slacker, you said about how like you're not inhibited at all when it's a one night stand, but then that's one side of it. But the other side of the coin is you don't have a rhythm with this person. You don't know them. You don't know any of that. So there's a lot of awkward. Should we try to do that? No. Oh, sorry.
If you're more talented.
What if he fell madly in love with her and started stalking her and, like, turned it into a whole thing, not wanting it to be a one-night stand? And he told her husband. You know, it just opens up so many doors that I don't think she wants to be open, so...
Well, she wants to be open, all right. All right, thank you, Ivy. Candy.
Yay.
What do you think? Are we doing this one-nighter or not?
No.
Why not?
I think it's absolutely stupid. I think that if you're actually committing to getting married with somebody, then there shouldn't be a question whether it's the right thing or not and whether you need to be with other people or not. And I feel like for anybody that has been in toxic and kind of BS relationship, you know, thus forward, it's like, if you find that person that you want to marry, don't do anything to screw it up.
Yeah, Slacker.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I think the charade is over. I am not a perfect parent.
Okay, we'll find out what that's all about coming up in... That's too big. You can't just... Why didn't you warn us?
Well, I want you two to be the judge to see. Cause I'm feeling a little guilty, but I feel like I'm in the right a little bit. It's mostly my wife is kind of saying I'm doing the wrong thing. Mm. And I think I'm kind of doing the right thing. So we'll decide.
So maybe he doesn't have a perfect marriage either. Mm-hmm. Are we going to get two birds with one stone?
All right, Griffin, get the table ready. It's DEFCON 4. I want, like, as much as I give you grief about how I hate you for being in a perfect marriage and being a perfect dad, mm-hmm. I really am proud of you. But secretly, I have a little joy in my heart right now to hear this.
It's not a secret, bud.
Okay, right. Okay, so what?
Well, so my son has been like really into Ninja Turtles and all the superheroes and all that stuff. And a lot of times there are the good guys, there's the bad guys. And what happens to the bad guys in those shows? They catch them and they take them to jail.
Okay.
So my son was asking us, like, well, what's jail? And so we're trying to explain to him. And I feel like it was a lot easier when I was a kid because jail's like, oh, jail's where bad people go. But we're hippy dippy, and we're trying to be more. It's like,
isn't jail where bad people? Oh.
No.
Oh.
If you do something bad, then you might have to go to jail. The people in jail are not, they're not good, they're not bad. They're people just
some
like.
Some of them are bad.
Some are bad, just like there are people who are not in jail. We're doing the whole new age parenting thing. But it's also true. I mean, like people deal with things and go to jail. Like, it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
Can I interrupt real quick with the text line? Because I want people to text in right now to 51059. I'm a firm believer. I love what you're doing, but I think nuance doesn't come until later. I don't think you need nuance with a four-year-old. I think 4-year-old is like bad dudes over there, good dudes over there.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like you have to be...
You have to simplify
don't touch
it
that.
Enough.
I don't have to explain to you why to not touch that. Don't touch that.
Bad
kids touch. Like, you know
nuance. But then, no.
Let way less nuance when they're little. And sometimes, like, to sit here and, like, get into the geopolitical ramifications of the war on drugs and how it put an abnormal amount of people of a certain race behind bars for something you can now stroll down Evan Street, walk in, show your ID, and just buy it is repugnant. But Leo's not ready for that.
He took it surprisingly well. I know. No, but it's more the angle of like, it's because of, it's a lot of it is the decisions you make. Like, if you make poor decisions, you might have to go to jail to pay for those poor decisions. And I know there's a nuance, but that's the basic nuance. It's like, not just bad people put him in jail. So all right, so I'm already a bad parent doing this.
No, you're explaining that there's consequences to actions.
Okay, yes, that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
I was saying both you and Angie were bad parents for being so nuanced with your young child, but...
Well, so basically I'm ending it, so I'm saying, you know, basically you don't want to go to jail. You want to avoid jail at all costs, Leo. Trust me. Just trust me. And my wife's looking at me like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, Leo... just take it from me. You don't want to go to jail.
So are you insinuating that you've been in jail?
I just said he should trust me. Now, what he does, if he thinks I did a little stint, if he thinks I know from firsthand experience.
Hold up. Did you just use prison vernacular? Did he really just throw out, I did a little stint?
Do you happen to have a purple bandana?
Oh my God. Is he going to be prison Mike?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, prison Mike can come to your house right now. I am prison Mike.
Well, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to take the... there's nuance in it, but I'm also trying to be the father of like, just look. Look me in the eyes. You don't want to go to jail. Let's just leave it at that.
And okay.
So then he's like, okay, wow.
I don't like it either, but I don't know what Angie's plan is going to be better.
It almost feels like a threat.
Well, no, it doesn't feel like a threat. Trust me, yeah. It feels like a threat.
It's just a way to get a little more respect out of him. A way to
out of fear?
Well, and to just know that it's... You don't want to go to jail, right? Can we all agree? Like, you don't want to.
If you're listening with a tattoo gun in your car, I can like cruise by and give him a little teardrop on his cheek before he gets home tonight.
But what's wrong with that? I'm not lying.
That's what she's mad at.
Yeah, that I'm. She's like, what are you telling him? You're making him think you were in jail. I'm like, I want him to know.
I can almost guarantee Leo does not think you ever served time in jail.
He's a little rough.
Yeah.
Do you like? So from now on, you just got to start eating with your like arm in front of your plate.
And I'm just saying, Leo, I don't want to get into it. Just trust me. You don't want to go to jail. Let's try to make good decisions. And I'm leaving it at that. He can deduce whatever he wants.
Prison Mike's going to come over. We're going to whittle our toothbrushes.
Like,
we're going to make shivs, shanks. Did we figure out which is which? We're going to make those.
Don't parents lie. Or don't you lie to your kids all the time? Isn't
this?
I'm finally doing it.
I don't think you lied.
Okay, good.
I don't think you lied either.
I even made some implications.
I don't know what to do.
Arrest me then. I'll go back.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to be vulnerable for a minute.
Okay. This is a safe space.
It's not, though. That's why I started by saying I need to be vulnerable for a minute, because I want to ask everyone listening if they think, based on what you've heard over the years, if you think I'm a bad parent. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. See, look at your face, Aaron.
What?
you said it was safe.
Yeah.
Safe for whom?
I didn't know you were going to ask that question.
It's based on something really weird. So it's based on a couple of things that are really weird. Let me just start here. It's hard for the people in this room to imagine, but I am way more selfless than I think you guys think I am.
No, it's easy for us to know because we're in the room with you. It's outside where it's like, we always get texts that are like,
what an arrogant, narcissistic, selfish piece of, but I don't know that you see my selfless side very often. Cause we spend time, like, it's hard. I'm not fishing for compliments. I swear to God.
I think you do show it like every day.
But not so anyone would know.
Yeah. Just to us. You definitely put on like a mask when you go out.
I do?
Or like, yeah.
God, I don't do that intentionally, I don't think, but I must. But okay, so I recently just took a trip, and I took a trip to Omaha, Nebraska, as one does. My son's what was that?
No one ever has that reaction to Nebraska.
I'm just showing Omaha some love. You know, no one ever does.
It's we're going to probably be talking about this for a while because I think he's leaning towards going to Creighton.
And oh, wow.
It's going to break my heart if he does, but it's also going to make me super proud of him.
Wow. But
as one does when you're doing a college tour, then afterward, we had a night before the college tour, we had a night after the college tour to hit some of Omaha's favorite spots. So Noah and I decided to go get sushi.
In Omaha. Mm, okay.
I know.
Okay. All right. We're getting closer to why I'm not a fish guy from the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. It's going to be rough for me to get back in the game. Okay. I'm just going to say. But let me just explain this. I don't know why any restaurant would do this, but there's two people eating and we ordered like the hamachi jalapeno or whatever. And they bring it out and there's five pieces. What kind of restaurant would make something with five pieces?
Did they eat one on the way to like take it to
you? I don't know. I don't know.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Five pieces?
What, that is an odd number?
Yeah.
Or what? You want
to picture it's a party of two. We each get two, somebody gets three. Let's picture it's a party of four. We each get one, somebody gets an extra. Who makes a thing? It's the age-old argument that they finally solved where hot dogs came in eight, or buns came in eight and hot dogs came in 10. It's like, that's the stupidest thing in the world. Make them come in the exact same quantities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Five pieces of something is ridiculous. How many tables of five have you ever seen?
Okay, no, not that many. I see.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of other things, like all the cheese dippers and stuff that I'm always buying. All the
Kit Kat. How many things are there?
Two.
Four. Thank you.
Well, no.
Oh, and I eat the fun size ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's two. Yeah.
You're both right.
Okay. I'm still working on Halloween candy. Sorry. Oh,
Jesus. From last year? Yeah. Okay. So, it's I eat a piece, he eats a piece, I eat a piece, he eats a piece, he eats a piece. He never even thinks twice.
Ooh.
I have programmed him to know that I would rather he have it. It's never...
Yeah.
This is where I'm asking if I'm a bad parent. We don't sit and stare at it and go, well, do you want it? No, you have it. Like if we were on a date, you'd do that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you want him to know that you would rather him have it because you love him more than anything.
But
and same with your daughter
ask?
Stuff.
Oh, yes.
But you also want the like, hey, dad, you took some time to do this. You came out of pocket for those flights. Like, glad we're here. Thanks. Would you like the last? You're paying for the deal.
Correct.
For the whole meal.
Yeah.
Would you like the last
piece of Omaha sushi?
Yeah. Yeah. So I get it. You want at least a little recognition.
Just something. But it's also that he knows that I love him so much that he can just have it. So there, like, this is where I'm asking if I'm a bad parent. Like, is it good that he knows that he could argue, but I'm just going to make him take it anyway? Or is it bad that he just assumes if there's extra, it's his? Which is...
Well, do you think that behavior is only with you? Do you think if he was on a date or if he was with maybe just he and your daughter, if they were eating, well, then maybe that's a bad example. He'd probably take it.
Without
a doubt.
He would
definitely take it.
But like if he was with someone else, would he have that gear?
With
or do
his
you think,
mom, even.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking this. Because I have a second example from the last couple of days.
This one definitely just goes back to basic manners, I feel like. So maybe you're not a bad parent, but there's definitely something.
But he just knows, like,
there.
With me, there's a point where you get tired of asking the question, right?
Right.
It's like you if we're dating, on the fifth time we go out to eat, and like the check comes and you're reaching for your thing, and I'm like, just don't. You know I'm not gonna let you.
Well, you never want to assume.
I know, but I just go. Just don't. Like, trust me. I got it. I invited you here. Like, this was. Just let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a point where I'm not mad if you stop reaching for your purse because I'm like, thank you, for accepting that I'm gonna get this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So as Noah, is this a way of you did a great job parenting?
That's what I'm asking.
Saying, yeah, I don't know. I see. Yeah, because he's so secure in your love
knowing,
for him that he knows. Oh, this is all
my dad loves me, and he's going to insist that I eat that piece.
I'm going to choke down that third piece of Omaha sushi.
Which, there was a point we ordered something called itchy sea bass.
Ooh,
that was when the night turned. That was when we.
You got any ketchup?
It was the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth, and I've put some stuff in my mouth. Okay, so then fast forward, then I'm finally getting around to building my Statue of Liberty Lego set that I got for my birthday. My kids, they got me this, and I've built the base, and I've started with the green ones to make the Statue of Liberty, and my kids get there and I go to make some food or whatever, and when I come back, Mia has finished it.
No.
She loves Legos.
No, I know
so
that
much.
That was your Lego
but so
set.
Do you.
You had been
but
waiting.
I love
that
Mia.
Was, that
I
was
love
your
Mia.
Gift.
I know.
Oh, I'm disappointed with both of them.
But she knows that I love her, and I know how much she loves Legos, and it's okay. It's
no.
just built. It's
but it is. That's,
if I'm gonna make a scene about it, then I'm like, your happiness means nothing to me, Mia. Like, I don't.
That's not what you're saying at all.
It is kind of what I'm saying because it's like she
Lego
wanted to finish the Legos.
No, that was yours.
I know it's mine, but I'm her dad, and I want her to be happy.
No.
I mean, that is tough because that's just, that is the job. It's in the, right. the description. Yes. Of just like, and you're done with your happiness.
But you're that is exactly, thank you, Tia, for understanding what I'm trying to say. Uh-huh. Like, you have to stop being selfish when you're a parent. Like, that's my present.
To an extent, this is not being selfish.
When it's your birthday cake and the candles are, who gets to blow them out? You or Patrick?
Well, I let Patrick do it because
I know.
Because I offer it. It is my choice to do that, not Patrick's.
I'm just, it's just a thing. You just let it go. That third piece of sushi is his.
And okay, and the let all manners go.
It's, I don't know that it's manners. That's what
it
I'm
is.
At. I don't.
It's the assumption that is wrong. And yeah, you got to whip him into shape.
Hack.
I get
help
it.
Me.
I get it completely. I would be.
I'm wrecked,
be thrilled.
A little bit.
Yeah, I'd be disappointed, but I would be also thrilled that she got a little happiness out of it. And even like, you probably had a little conversation. You probably got to spend a few minutes together talking about it. Oh, look at this. Did you see how the...
Yes.
It has all these details and all that. All
but essentially, I spent an hour and a half building just a square brown base, and she got to do the whole cool thing of the statue.
Congrats, Dad.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Who finds these? Is it?
I found them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense.
Don't you like them?
No, I mean, so there's would you rathers. I do would you rathers when I get kind of hammered.
Yeah, kind of.
And they're much less
inappropriate.
Yeah.
They're much less airworthy than the ones that Tiak has come up with today. So let's just go through a couple of these. I think they're character defining. I think we figure out if we're compatible, like the three of us, if we're simpatico, if you will.
Okay.
So, and we also have statistics for each of these, like what the masses have said, and you're welcome to text in as well, but would you rather get $100? I need to ask some clarification questions since you're the one who found these, but like, would you rather get $100 for every push-up you do or $500 a day for free? Now here's my, like every day, as many, like, is that just one time? So I do like,
Oh, or is
or
it?
Or is it like 100, every day when I wake up, how many push-ups did I do that
day?
I
assume they were both every day.
I did too.
It was like you either can do the push-ups as many as you want every day, or you just get 500 and you don't have to do any
push-ups.
Well,
I mean, if it's one time, you'd have to do so many push-ups to equal $500 a day forever. So I think it must be a per day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I would do the push-ups per day.
Can I just ask, who wouldn't? You
right.
would do it?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to see you bang out a push-up, though.
Have you guys forgotten I'm the only one that works out? Mr. Torn Meniscus over there?
You don't need a meniscus to do a push-up. I still don't do them, but I'm just saying. I could. You want to do a push-off? Push-off?
A push-off? Push-off.
Why don't you both push off?
Who do you think would win in a push-up contest in this room?
In this room? I think I would.
I actually agree because he does them every day already.
You do now?
did them every
I did
day.
I did them. I go through spurts of them and I get off of them, but then I get back on them. I'm currently in an off phase of them. So
how many things you do in a day?
In a day, I used to do 100
in a day. So like five sets of 20.
Oh, I mean, if that's all I had to do the day, I could do maybe like 500.
No, you could
do five sets of 100.
No, you
couldn't.
Yeah, you could.
Throughout the day, if I like start at 8 in the morning and then I do another one at 11.
8 in the morning. Wow, what an early riser! Who's really getting after his money? Yeah. Honey, I can't get up till 8 to get my $100 per push up. You lazy piece of crap! You have two children.
Okay,
get up.
Okay,
5 a.m. Bank some out push ups.
Okay,
hit them.
All right.
Okay, you might be able to win, but like. Okay, it's fine. So we all say push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
Next one, $3,000 for every hour you ride your bicycle, or $1,000 every day for free.
Oh, $1,000 for free. Yeah, I would never want anyone to see me on a bicycle.
Can it be like a Peloton?
I don't think it can, because just sitting on your Peloton watching like Stranger Things.
What's the problem? It's still a bicycle.
No, but you're not like you still get to entertain your mind, but on a bicycle. Like you're just out there in nature, you might die.
Oh, so you don't listen to your AirPods, your podcast?
I do, but it's not the same.
Oh, then you're not out in nature.
Aaron, it's not the same. Does it say on a Peloton? Does it say a stationary bike?
It says on
bike?
Your bicycle. A Peloton
that's
is
not
a
your bicycle.
Bicycle.
That's a stationary
bike.
Yeah. Well, you would take on a bicycle. You have to go out in public.
Yeah, I would do it.
Ugh.
An hour is not a long time.
It's not. Mm-hmm. Do you have to, you could just get after it? Because could you get on like a cruiser? You can't get on an e-bike. No. Everybody who's texting it, yeah. E-bike, I'll go all day.
No.
No, you got to actually pedal. Yeah.
And you got to put the tights on. You got to put the weird long helmet down to your waist.
No, you don't.
You don't need those.
You need it.
No, no. But 1 hour for triple the money.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I've come out too hard against the bike community. They've made it known how they feel about me.
That is your fault.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you would get shunted. Shunted? Shafted. What do you call it when you stab somebody in prison?
Shanked.
Shanked.
There it is. What do you call the thing you stab them with?
A shank?
A shank?
No, it's two different. Isn't it a shunt? No, shunt goes in your...
A shunt is a stint.
Is like a stint. What do you call it? There's like...
When I was in prison...
It's a shank and a shiv.
We used to have this conversation all the time.
A shiv. Okay. Do you get shivved by a shank or shanked by a shiv?
I don't know.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
For $3,000... Watch Diak get shanked on his bike on Bellevue.
No.
Don't text him.
People are texting in.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story about tricycles and flashlights and violence. So it's not really about children like you would think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a story. The only thing worse than a porch pirate is what happened in this story.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Pennsylvania.
Come on!
The Florida of the Northeast.
It is, sort of.
So there was a package got delivered, and seconds after it was delivered, there was a porch pirate just ready to go. He was waiting. He had the blocks like
following
the track runner.
Following the delivery man.
Oh, sweet.
As soon as the delivery guy left, this porch pirate ran up, grabbed the package. The only problem was there was another porch pirate.
Oh no. On your mark.
Oh my god.
So they ran. They were fighting over this package. They were both trying to steal them at the same time.
What?
Fighting on this front porch. And here's the other thing. The couple was home at the time.
Shut
what happened?
Up. They're just sitting out
watching on the ring.
Yeah.
They're placing bets. Who you got?
What?
They ended up, nobody got away. One of them grabbed a flower pot and looked like it was going to get real violent.
So did they get the package? Did one of them get the package, or is the package still?
They did. One suspect ended up with the package, ran away. Police are still investigating.
Okay.
Two thieves. I guess they were a package deal.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that might have been his best one so far.
Thank you.
I forgot that this is the game, so I don't have a pun for mine. Okay, well, my story is at least out of Florida! Woo-hoo! Let's go! Woo! An argument started when somebody rode by on a tricycle with a flashlight.
Okay.
A guy didn't like the tricycle with the flashlight, so he approached tricycle person. By the way, these are grown-ass men.
Okay, yeah.
Much like the porch pirate.
I did forget about that.
Which is the worst part? The tricycle, flashlight?
Because I'm picturing, it's just an old man, huge tricycle.
Yeah.
Not even like a cool like big wheel, but it's like a stupid... Anyway, they started fighting. They began to struggle over the flashlight, and then the other one said, screw the flashlight, I also have a machete. So they began to fight over the machete. Eventually, one person... Yeah.
No.
He got cut. Non-life-threatening injuries, but don't bring a flashlight to a machete fight.
Wow.
Anything?
I don't know. Did they take the tricycle to the ER?
You really went downhill.
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't even know this story.
I don't really know the story either. All right. I've got one more sound effect. That's how bad this was. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.